We're about to, in a few minutes, make a phone call to Mr. David Andrews, who's the owner of Andrews Dental Lab in Biloxi, Mississippi. He actually called us earlier today and was expressing some very positive thoughts about the products that he uses from Dental Ventures of America. And we asked him if he would be willing to share his thoughts to be used on a podcast at our website. And he said certainly he'd be very happy to. So we're going to call David up and try and ask him to share some of the things that he really appreciates about two products, one of which is Zircon Bright. It was formerly known as Brightness. And Zircon Bright was selected as one of three of our products that were rated by argumentatively the most prestigious third-party testers in the country as one of the top products for 2010. So he wants to tell us about his experience and what he likes about Zircon Bright, as well as a new product of ours called Waxy Paste. We hope that his sharing of these thoughts are helpful to you in understanding the value and benefits these products really can be. David, we really appreciate you giving us a call and sharing your thoughts about a couple of our products. Would you mind if we started out and ask you to explain what it is that you really like about Waxy Paste and how it helps you in your lab and with your procedures?
Waxy Paste, I get things all the time, and I'm very skeptical because I've been burned so much. But when I saw this and I saw who it was from, when I first looked at it, I said, that's not going to work. It just doesn't look like it would work. But when I saw it was from Dental Ventures, I'm like, this stuff's got to work. Everything else works. The first thing that I tried it on was a implant case with a cantilever tonic, which has a saddle area that sits on the soft tissue. Now, in the past, there's been two different ways for me to mark up underneath there to see if there's any interference because, you know, porcelain shrinks and cracks and expands and all this, or you overbuild it. So when you push it down on the implant, you want to find out what's, you know, how it's marking. Okay, if you use indicating paper, it pushes the paper down because it's a soft tissue, and it just marks all over the place. So you end up grinding away too much, and there's a space up underneath it. Now, the other thing is a product from Reinfert that I use. It's called PicoMark, and it's a great product, but it's mostly for stone. You paint it on like fingernail polish, and it leaves kind of a porous, chalky substance on there. And if it's stone, it's fine. You push down, and it marks up underneath the saddle area, and you grind away those interferences, and it eventually goes down. But this does not work on soft tissue because it hardens up, and it just flakes all over the place and cracks. I brushed on your material, and it brushed on perfectly. You know, there was no thin spots. It was just perfect viscosity. It just wiped all over it. I pushed it down and lifted it up, and it was just two or three tiny little spots just where it was hitting. I hit those a couple times, and I did it, you know, three or four times. And even I was so amazed how tight that it adapted to that soft tissue that I put it under my big microscope, stereoscope, and, I mean, it was exactly on that tissue. I mean, there was no gap at all up underneath it.
It doesn't take up any space, does it?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's just so easy. The stuff from Reinfert, you'd had to shake it and shake it, and it would dry before you paint it on there, and the brush would get all gummed up and sticky. Yours is just perfect. And when it washes off, it leaves a nice little pink hue like tissue. So it looks good on there.
Another thing that you really liked was Zircon Bright. What are the things that, I don't know, Matt told me some interesting experience you had with doing some comparative tests and things.
Well, a couple years ago, and I have all the syringes and bottles and jars of everything, I was on this mission that I wanted to find a good polishing compound. I'll tell you what it led to. I found a good polish compound that I used, and it took years to use it all. And then when I went to reorder it, I looked on the syringe, and there was no company name and no phone number, and that's one of my pet peeves. But that company lost my business because I couldn't, and I researched it and tried to figure out who it was. I went to the dental supplier, and all this time cases were going through, and I wasn't happy with the way they were being polished. So I just spent several hundred dollars, and I went in the Dental Lab Products magazine. It comes out once a year, and it has all the different manufacturers of different items. Every manufacturer that made a polish, I ordered theirs, and just did a scientific test, just tested each one, and some, like I said, did not even work at all. Some were okay. But then when I got to y'all's, it was just, I mean, I just stopped looking. I was like, man, this stuff is incredible. When I was looking at it, I was thinking, man, this stuff must be $100 a bottle. It works so good. And it was, I think, probably the most inexpensive of all that I tried. And some were very expensive because they advertised it was diamond paste in there, and that's why it was marked up so much. But it was far superior to everything that I tried. And I'm sitting here looking in a drawer, and there's 14 different syringes of material that I've tried.
Well, we really appreciate it. And in fact, not to be commercial about it, but the actual per gram cost of our material is on the magnitude of 1/10 as much as all those syringes cost. You know, we sell 40 grams for $10 more, perhaps, than a lot of the syringes that contain only 2.5 or 3 grams in them. But there again, that's hard to communicate to people sometimes. But so we really appreciate, you know, you sharing this with us.
And I've told your salespeople in the past that if y'all have someone skeptical about your products, to call me. I mean, I'm a busy person, but I have no hidden agenda. I receive nothing for this. I don't receive free product or money or anything. Just love their product, and I took what I feel like is my valuable time to let them know what a good job they're doing and helping other technicians what it's doing by introducing them to something that really works. You know, it's a great product. Thank you, guys. Y'all keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you.
This edition of Dental Bites has been brought to you by Dental Ventures of America. If you would like more information, give DVA a call at their toll-free number, 800-228-6696, or visit Dental Ventures online and shop their web store 24 hours a day at dentalventures.com.